taking care to set the posture, the body in a upright, comfortable position, a posture that communicates a sense of dignity, of openness, of wakefulness. And if you need to, just making any adjustments, perhaps to the shoulders or the back. Really taking care so as best you can the body has a comfortable, upright posture to support the practice. I'm going to begin with settling into, anchoring as best we can the attention with the breath. So moving the awareness into the breath and the sensations of the breath. Here it is. A sense of curiosity and patience and care. As we track the full duration of each breath through the start of the breath, full duration of each in-breath, full duration of each out-breath, and any gaps that exist between each breath, anchoring and steadying the attention. The breath in the foreground of our awareness. Nowhere to be, nothing to fix. No particular experience other than the experience of this breath in this moment and this moment. Bringing qualities of interest and care. To whatever experience you find in this moment. Here's this breath. Here's how this breath is experienced. And if the mind's wandering, same thing. Bring interest and care to that. Then firmly, but kindly, escorting the mind back to the breath. And then whenever you're ready, moving the awareness now to the body. I want to start with the top of the body, the crown of the head and the scalp. And moving the torch beam of awareness to scan the scalp of the head from the crown outwards. And just seeing what we discover in this part of the body. Are there pleasant sensations? Holding those in awareness. How's that? Again, bringing curiosity and care. Are there any unpleasant experiences? Holding those in awareness. And if there's not much going on, that's fine too. How's that? To bring attention to the scalp and find there's not much going on. Holding that in awareness with curiosity, warmth, kindness. And moving down to the face, the eyes, the nostrils, the mouth, and allowing the face to rest, to be at ease. No need to project anything onto the world or react to the world in any way. Just being with the experience in the face, little muscles around the mouth, the nostrils, the muscles around the eyes, the tongue, the teeth. Holding these experiences in the torch beam, in the warm torch beam of awareness. Ah, here's this part of the body. The breath is the anchor. The sensations in the face in the foreground of awareness. I'm moving now to the back of the head, the neck. And down into the shoulders. Seeing what you find in this part of the body, if there's any unpleasant experiences or contraction, just moving towards that with the mind, with an action of mind of turning towards, with kindness, with care, with patience, with balance, holding this experience in awareness. The breath is the anchor. And if it feels caring, if it feels the right thing to do, making some adjustments in the body. And through those adjustments, just seeing what happens as you make those adjustments. Posture that's upright, dignified, awake. Breath always as the anchor. And then when you're ready, from the shoulders, scanning down through the length of the arms, the armpits, the upper parts of the arms, elbows, the lower arms, hands and the palms. And again, just letting the warm torch beam of awareness settle on experiences, whatever you find in this part of the body. Whether that's contact points of the hands with the legs or with each other. Any pleasant sensations. Any tingling or discomfort. Ah, there you are, again bringing interest, care. Breath is the anchor. Cultivating, developing a relationship with our experience that has qualities of befriending our experience in the same way somebody that we feel friendly towards, we would want to support them, develop them, look after them, cultivating that same quality in relation to our own experience. And then whenever you're ready, moving the attention now to the torso, the upper part of the chest, first of all. Perhaps the sensations of the chest expanding and rising. And contracting and falling with the breath. Again, bringing those qualities of care, balanced equanimity, curiosity to our experience in the chest in this moment. It may even be possible to pick up sensations of the heartbeat. If it is picking those up, if it isn't possible to pick those up, that's fine too. Just seeing what else is around in the chest. Riding the waves of the sensations as they shift and change in the torch beam of awareness. And moving the awareness, the torch beam down now in the torso to the belly area, the lower back. Again, just scanning around, seeing what's around in this part of the body. Are there sensations that are lovely and pleasant? Are there some that are unpleasant and painful? Holding them with balanced care and patience. As best you can. The breath is the anchor. Developing a sort of caring intimacy with our own experience. Again, perhaps the belly as it expands and contracts with the breath. And then whenever you're ready, moving the awareness now down into the pelvis, perhaps the contact points where the body's in contact with the chair or the cushion. And scanning around the pelvis for other sensations that may be around. Holding them in the torch beam of awareness. Befriending our experience. Holding our experience with care. With patience. With balanced equanimity. And scanning down from the pelvis through the hips and the upper legs and the knees. into the lower legs and the feet. What's going on in this part of the body? The breath is the anchor. Moving up close with intimacy, with care, to whatever we find in this part of the body. And again, at any time in the practice, if there's a need to make a shift or an adjustment in the body, or indeed in the orientation of the mind, that's fine to do that. And as we make that shift, just noting, tracking through the shift of how that changes our experience. Broadening our awareness now to a sense of the whole body. Sitting here in the envelope of the skin, supported by the ground and the chair or the cushion. Breathing. So in the next part of the practice, the intention is to introduce some different ways of being with the mind and the body, and cultivating these qualities of befriending, of kindly awareness. And in the first step, to invite you to bring someone to mind who's been good to you, who's helped you in your life, someone perhaps who appreciates you. This can be a person, it could even be a pet. And as you bring this person to mind, what happens in the landscape of the mind? What thoughts, what images come up, arise? And what happens in the body? What are the sensations and the experiences in the body? Holding this benefactor, this person who appreciates you in mind, and seeing how that is in the mind and seeing how that is in the body. The breath is the anchor. I'm going to suggest some phrases. And just under your breath, follow along with these phrases. Safe and protected in the midst of this. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. So as we hold this as best we can, as we hold this benefactor in mind, safe and protected in the midst of this, contented and peaceful in the midst of this, caring and kind in the midst of this. And continuing on, using either these phrases or some other phrases that work for you, that resonate for you as you hold this benefactor in mind, and the thoughts and images that arise, the bodily sensations that arise. Nothing to fix, nowhere to get, no state we're trying to create. Simply bringing this person to mind and repeating these phrases and seeing how that is in terms of the resonance in the body and the resonance in the mind. Someone who's been good to you and helped you, someone who appreciates you, safe and protected in the midst of this, contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. And if the mind is distracted or carried away in some way, or you even find that the mind reacts to this exercise in some way, that's absolutely fine. That's what minds do. Bringing these same statements to those frames of mind, drawing the mind back to the anchor of the breath. May I be safe and protected in the midst of this. May I be contented and peaceful in the midst of this. May I be caring and kind in the midst of this. So moving now to another person to bring to mind. This is a neutral person, somebody that perhaps we encounter in our day-to-day life, in whatever part of our life that is, at home or at work, in traveling from one place to another, someone with whom we have no real relationship, we have no strong feelings one way or another, but we perhaps see them on a regular basis. Bring this person to mind. And see what thoughts and feelings and images come to mind, and what resonances there are in the body. Where are those, if any? Noting those, the breath is the anchor, and again, following along with these phrases under your breath, safe and protected in the midst of this. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. caring and kind in the midst of this. Just noting where the mind is just now. If it's with this neutral person, that's fine. If it's wandered off, that's fine too. Gently, firmly, kindly drawing the mind back and reintroducing that person. What thoughts, feelings, sensations come up? Where are those experienced in the body? Safe and protected in the midst of this. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. And as best you can, holding this person in mind and continuing on with the phrases. Or different phrases, if that works better for you. Phrases that are intended to tilt, to orient the mind towards befriending, being with our experience, with warmth, with kindness, with interest. I'm bringing to mind now someone with whom you have a difficult relationship. There may be some mixed feelings or some negative feelings that you have for this person or that this person has for you. And as you bring this person to mind, what thoughts and feelings arise? What images arise? What sensations arise? Nothing to fix, nothing we're trying to change. Just holding in awareness the thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations that come to mind as we think about this person. If you find yourself getting carried away with thought, the breath is the anchor. And again, following the phrases, saying them under your breath, safe and protected in the midst of this, contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. Being with our experience exactly as it is. Holding this person in mind. Letting thoughts, images, feelings, bodily sensations arise. Using our own wisdom about what feels okay, what feels all right. And following along with the phrases, safe and protected in the midst of this. Breath is the anchor. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. The breath again is the anchor. Caring and kind in the midst of this. Safe and protected in the midst of this. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. And again, the breath is the anchor through all of this practice. Using phrases that work for you, that are in the service of supporting and befriending, turning towards and allowing with care, with patience, with balance. The breath is the anchor. Maybe letting go of any of these people that you've brought to mind, the benefactor, the neutral person, the person with whom there's a more difficult relationship. Letting all of these, as best you can, just go. And coming to a sense of the body sitting here, supported by the ground, the cushion or the chair, in the envelope of the skin, breathing. Safe and protected. Contented and peaceful. Caring and kind. and repeating whatever phrases work for you that connect for you under your breath in these last few minutes of the practice. In the last few moments of the practice, forming an intention throughout the rest of the day, in those moments where we perhaps meet the lovely, the joyful, the happy, or indeed the difficult, the kindling of a negative voice or an inner critic, in those moments to meet them with the same quality of care and friendliness, of balance and patience, so that the work of this practice is continued throughout the day. Befriending our experience, befriending our minds, befriending our lives.